Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're hitting it.
We're hitting it.
Hey guys, we're hitting it.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Between the Reps with Brooke and Gino. We are in a new, well, it's going to be our studio.
Yeah, it's going to be our podcast studio. It'll double as our bar.
Yep.
It will also double as our clubhouse, which honestly, all those things sounds like an epic clubhouse. You can make videos in there.
Makes it sound like it's huge. Like there's so many activities we can do in here, but it's actually probably 100 square feet. I don't know.
Yeah,
it was even that. Maybe not even that.
It was originally.
No, it's not even. Well, square feet. I'm terrible at math.
Me too. I'm not even gonna try.
Square feet's different. Okay, yeah.
It's not big.
It's a box.
It's perfect.
It's adorable though.
It is a. So we're at my new house.
Yeah, I think we talked about it on the last one, but remind everybody.
It's the dollhouse. This was built full as a dollhouse, but like a life-size dollhouse.
Like not a playhouse.
A playhouse.
It's a playhouse.
They call it a dollhouse, but.
It's a playhouse.
Dude, it's so cute.
What color should we paint the walls?
I don't know. I'm kind of digging the wood paneling.
Oh, no, we're keeping the wood paneling. Yeah. I'm just talking about that one exposed part.
Oh, yeah. that one tiny wall. I say we just leave it.
Definitely leaving the lights.
Yeah. And the scalloped edging or molding.
We have to leave it like that because the outside is so, it's so cute.
It is so cute. So it's kind of, it was fashioned after, a lot of people wouldn't know unless they're from this area. It's called Santa's Village. And they actually, it was running when I was a kid and it was like a local amusement park.
So awesome. Where is it at?
So when they said they did it after Santa's Village, they meant this, you probably thought they meant Santa's Village, like the North Pole or something.
Well, yes, but like a lot of places.
Yeah.
During Christmas time, they do like Santa's Village type. No.
So it was an actual
But I'm saying like Santa's Village in a lot of cities, they build it for around Christmas time and they have almost this style of little places that are built that they have like, it would almost be like a convention, but not convention, almost like a farmer's market.
Like a holiday themed thing.
Yes. Yeah. And because they do big things like, it's called the Dickens Festival.
Right.
In St. George. And it's in the convention center, but they build it out and it's like Santa's Village. Right. Everything is decked out. Like, it takes a long time for them to build it. But it's very, it's super fun. You go and the whole thing is all Christmassy. Or it makes me think about over in, you know, they do the same thing over in, Germany and in like the UK around Christmas time, there's different areas. Like when I was over there, there was still decorations that were out, even though it was February when I was in the UK. Mm-hmm. They hadn't fully taken down all the little buildings or, yeah. Christmas decorations.
But no, this was at, so that's what I was trying to tell you is that this it's was an actually an amusement park.
It had rides and it had, and it was actually right, you know, right as you come down 17.
Yeah.
And then there's those new highly overly priced condos, like kind of as you're actually leaving Scotts Valley to go to San Jose.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
That whole area was an amusement park.
Dude, I have to Google it.
Yeah. You're going to have to check it out because they had, yeah, it was, I think they probably closed it in the late 70s.
Yeah.
Because I remember going there as a kid and they would do like a Halloween parade and we would march through and yeah, anyway. Oh, but fun. Yeah, so that's why I was going to let you know because yeah, you would assume it was an actual amusement park. Yeah. Pretty cool.
That would be growing up.
Yeah.
That'd be a dope amusement park to go to as a kid.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the rides were kind of like kiddie rides, but it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's what this is designed after.
Yeah, we're in here. It's our first podcast. You guys, if you're not watching, you obviously can't see it, but it's not put together. And it's full of a bunch of pictures that I have and paintings and things.
You were trying to move in and we had all these pictures and I said, I'm going to make the clubhouse a photo gallery.
Yes.
And then that way, as you go room to room, you can be like, what could go here? And then you just walk out to your photo gallery.
And I look at it.
And then you pick it and then go put it.
I know. I told her, I was like, I'll probably have to walk out here and be like, none of these things.
Well, what's funny is that I'm going through this one box and you did this amazing photo shoot with, what's his name?
Kai York.
And he does these gorgeous nudes, basically.
Yes, they're nudes.
And I was pulling them all out and I was like, oh, there's Brooke's butt. There's Brooke's boobs. they're gorgeous.
I don't know if there's any with my boobs.
No, they're, I mean,
no nipple.
No nipple.
Yeah, because if you cover the nipple, it's fine.
I mean, yeah, exactly. He's not nude if you cover the nipple.
Yeah, we did a photo shoot. Beautiful photos. And what I wanted to do is, because in my mind, I was like, how could I, you know, one.
Make them less like I just have a nude up in my room?
Well, like one, someone comes to my house, I just have way too many photos
of
myself.
You should, no, like, there's.
Way too many photos of myself.
Just, you should put all the, because like, okay, I'm going to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 nudes just all the way down the hallways.
Yeah. Just in the porn room?
Yeah. Oh, for sure in the porn room. Tripod set up.
But then Kent Youngstrom, who is an incredible painter, he's an artist. I sent them to him. I sent him the files and he basically had them, I think he printed them out on canvas. And then what I wanted him to do, because he does like abstract art, is he painted over them. Which you can like see.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
On some of them, like this one.
Yeah. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Because I was like, maybe if we like, you know, abstract art, it's not, you know.
It's not just your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My before. Yeah, I mean, I like them a lot.
No, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Anyways, that's enough about that.
I'm going to recreate all those photos.
That's been the plan. We just haven't done it. We've had multiple plans of sort of recreation.
I can just put them up in my house and then my kids are like, Mom.
And you're like, well, I love her.
No, I meant of me.
Oh. So you just have the recreate.
Yeah, and then I'll hang them in my own house.
Oh my God.
My kids will just be like,
You're like, what?
So gross. What? It's my body. Bodies are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What was I going to say?
I don't know. Did you forget? Okay. Yeah. Oh, I have something.
Okay.
So like, there have been people that have DM'd me asking, because we were doing it at my house, where my couch is from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So for those of you that have asked that I have not answered, it's Joybird. I'd gone and Googled what's the most comfortable couch and Joybird kept coming up. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I had seen those. I had seen that, that brand too.
Yeah.
Lot.
And they're really like, they're kind of a low, what is it? Low profile.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, I have a,
They're really small house. And they're really deep.
They're really deep. They look.
The seat is really deep.
Yeah, they look really comfortable.
Just cozy.
Cozy. I always say that it looks, Maggie thinks that they're all her own dog beds.
Just a bunch of dog beds.
A bunch of dog beds. And so But it's funny because I got it. So I got, it's the Bryant, if anyone's wondering. And so I bought it, but then, you know, it came, it looked super squishy. Like it, you're just, it's just going to, you know, you're going to be enveloped in it.
Yeah, it's just going to hold you.
And I went to sit in it and it was like, and I was like, oh.
I remember you telling me that. You're like, it looks so much more comfortable than it is.
And so, and every single person would come over like, oh, great couch. It looks so comfy. And every single person, I'm not joking, would sit down. They'd go, oh.
So, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I get the disappointment. But am I going to send it back? No. So I actually went on, I think it's Foam USA.
Mm-hmm.
And they have furniture grade foam that you can buy in all these different
sizes,
depths, and yeah, and you can get your, like, it cut to size, and it was probably $60 something. Got that, I think it was like an inch and a half thick or something, and put it in there.
Yeah, because
it's
all
amazing.
They all zip.
Yeah, they all zip, and so you just shove it in there. So if anybody wants to get the couch, I just have to warn you ahead of time that it's.
You should also plan on ordering foam. And to make it feel as good as it looks.
Exactly. Exactly. There was another one. So this is another funny thing. I had totally forgotten when we did our Between the Reps Instagram that people DM you on that.
Yeah.
And I hadn't looked. I don't ever look at it.
I haven't looked either. Shit.
And we don't follow anyone. Uh-huh. So since we don't follow anyone, nothing
They're
ever pops up. They're hidden. And I completely forgot. So I had seen this one. So if you're listening, I don't know your name, but I had read this one DM. And then when I went back, because it had sat there so long, it was gone. But she said that she had listened to our podcast about with the penis, the ice penis thing.
Yes.
And she said that, and she, I think she was from the UK, and she said that it inspired her to find the mold, and she was making candles.
Ooh.
And she wanted to send us some.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, I would have freaking loved that.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, sorry, looked at it too late. It's gone. But yes, DM us again, or personally DM me or Brooke, because we probably will forget to look at the DMs on Between the Reps. And we would love some penis candles.
We would love penis candles.
And I'd love to give you a shout out. So if anybody else wants some penis candles, they know where to go. So yeah, those are the two things I was thinking about. Oh, and there was another thing. Somebody had commented, I think it was on one of our podcasts, and they said, what do you mean by aging gracefully? Like, what does that even mean? So, and I feel like we've explained it before.
Yeah, but maybe we should explain it again.
But I just wanted to be clear that for me, I mean, aging gracefully is what I call it. It doesn't necessarily mean that my idea of that would be the same idea as anyone else's. But for me, it's been doing Botox and those sorts of things preventatively. And as I've aged, your face kind of like, it starts to sag and you lose collagen and kind of looks like, you know, you're imploding a little bit.
It's and like so, sunken in.
Yeah.
Or, so, and then
you droop.
Gravity.
Yeah. Gravity. What's that song? I mean, it's gravity, man. But
yeah,
I can't, I know that it's gravity.
Gravity. Who sings that?
I don't know. John Mayer?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is it? Look it up. But anyway, I wanted to be clear that for me, it is, huh? It's John Mayer. Play it really quick so we can hear it.
Yeah, play it.
Yeah, I just want to, because it's like in my head wrong.
Dude, I'm looking at our messages on the our podcast, our Instagram for the podcast. Wait, gravity.
Keep talking.
I know. I just want to hear it.
I know.
Okay.
Fast
here, bring
forward it.
Bring it over here.
Yeah. Gravity. This is gonna be my. This is gonna be my theme song. Throw it all away.
It's definitely.
It's like my fave. Just throw it all away. Get rid of it. Wait, hold on. We're listening to it. Sorry.
Gravity's working against me.
I really have never listened to the words of this song.
Dude.
This is my theme song.
Okay. What's the next line?
Gravity's working against me in every way. My ass, my everything.
Dude.
My tits.
You guys, when thinking about aging gracefully, just consider gravity is working against me.
Fuck,
and
that's
how
funny.
And how can we
it's so applicable to my body. It really is. It's like my face, my whole my face and my body. That's funny. Okay, so for me, as those things have happened, if you can use Botox preventatively, and I was thinking about this too. People are so weird about the Botox thing. But every decade, every century, like, we have new beauty things, right?
Yes.
So it would be like, why are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at this.
Oh, okay.
I'll talk all about right, it after. Keep it. Going.
Okay. I was thinking it's so interesting how people are so weird about it. But back in the day, there wasn't anti-aging creams.
No.
And then all of a sudden there were anti-aging creams and it was available. So people mm-hmm. started using anti-aging creams. There weren't lasers available, but then there were.
Hey,
so
back
then,
in the day, sunscreen was like, what?
Right.
I just want the foil plate.
Yeah, I want a baby oil.
Basically, it's like, I want to use one of those old sun, shield you put in your car in the window.
No.
And you
they
just
had like
coat
actual,
yourself
like,
in like Cisco.
These discs that you would put on. Yeah. And cover yourself in baby oil and just fry yourself. Uh-huh. Thank you. Gravity.
I was just going to sing that. Yeah. And then you add gravity.
Time and gravity, let me tell you. But
fuck, that's so funny.
I know. It's interesting to me that now, then they came across Botox, and yes, you can use it preventatively so that you're not making wrinkles.
Yeah, and it's for a lot of
deeper.
Things. Migraines.
Yeah.
Well, people who grind their teeth at night.
I'm just talking about beauty-wise.
Yeah, but people just like hear Botox, they're like, it's
and
like,
you know
whoa,
funny?
Dude.
I feel like the same people that are doing that, well, a lot of times men, are the same people that are...
that want to believe that women don't poop?
Well, if any man is listening to this podcast, they know that women poop.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you
meet, and shit their pants.
It's like there are they like to tell themselves that women don't poop.
Right,
right.
You're like, where does the food go then?
They're like, oh no, women don't poop. They don't fart, and
but
they don't use anything to help them age gracefully.
Right, right. And then they're like, also the people that
like you
are,
you know they do. You just tell yourself that they don't.
But they're also the men that are just ripping ass all the time, or putting your head under the covers, but you don't poop, pooping with the door open. Yeah, you know who you are.
Dude.
I was just thinking about that. I just thought it was so ridiculous. Oh no, I was thinking they're probably the same men that are completely lurking on all these like young girls' Instagrams, right?
Yeah,
it's like you should just not do anything to yourself. And just get older and be fine with it. But you're also the old man that is just lurking every young girl's thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just making an assumption.
Yeah,
just
sometimes you
just
have
a thought.
To. Sometimes
just,
you got
just a thought.
Sometimes you do it.
And you know what? I'm single.
And you know what? I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. But also, just gravity.
Dude.
Just
the first line of, not the first line of the song, but like right there.
Mm-hmm.
It just couldn't have been more perfect.
I know.
It's working against me. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
100%. But so I just wanted to address that. So for me, aging gracefully is just, plumping up those things that have gravity.
Yeah. And you know what?
I'm not trying to look like I'm 20s, 30s. Yeah, maybe 40s,
Yeah.
But that's what I mean by gracefully. I'm not going under the knife. I'm not trying to, pump every wrinkle, because my whole thing too is that, yes, I have wrinkles. I don't do Botox under my eyes because it makes me look weird. I have wrinkles in my lips. I'm not going to have them plump my lips to the size that it would need to get rid of the wrinkles.
Just like a fully plumped balloon.
Right.
Or it can't put any more air in it.
Because that's when you start. If your idea is that I don't want any wrinkles on my face. And I know people that don't. And that's fine if you don't. But for me, I'm okay with some wrinkles. I'd rather that than start to look not like myself, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Basically, age gracefully. It's not for some people that happens naturally. You know?
Yeah, whether assholes.
I'm saying like some people, like different ethnicities, could just depend a lot on how you took care of yourself and your skin when you were younger and growing up. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, just the idea of where we have so much like fat tissue in our face that gives us, sorry, my lungs are still hurting me from the workout this morning.
Oh.
give us fullness. We get older and that depletes and gravity.
Yeah.
It's just replenishing those areas to like what is and was.
What was your already face. Your face.
You know what I mean?
I just want my old face.
I just wish I had my old face.
I wish I had my old face.
Couldn't we're so stupid.
I know. But yeah, so I just wanted to address that in case, hopefully that helps. I don't know.
Dude, I'm looking at these.
DMs?
Yes. And okay, now I'm aware that they're there. Like it's like I knew they were there, but I didn't think about it because... Yeah. We both have our own Instagram accounts and I try to go through those too. And I haven't even thought about the fact that we have messages, comments on the stories that we've done. And I'm looking at this from a girl named Tess. Tess, if you're listening.
Oh, is it Tess Timmons?
I don't know because I haven't gone to her profile yet. It just says Tess.
I think Tess is the one that did the laser after us. At April's place.
Okay, well, it might be her.
Yeah.
I'd have to go to her. I didn't go to your profile yet. Anyways.
Yeah.
She's commenting on her head wraps.
Uh-huh.
Love it. And then it's the comment on Devin's tooth.
Oh, shit.
And it says, oh my God, Gina, note to self. She's asking for something. Give it to her. And then I just also remembered that when we were in Vegas and we were doing our story.
Uh-huh.
That we did our story and that people saw it and they replied.
Oh, on Between the Reps?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. I actually had a friend tell me, they said, I hadn't heard from you. So I went on Brooke's story to see how you were. And I just saw you sitting on the floor and thought, oh no, really drunk.
Alyssa Gutierrez. Yes. You asked me on the Instagram about my flannel, the black and white one, where it was from. That is from Rails.
Rails. Great flannels.
Yes.
Also expensive.
Yeah.
But great flannels. I feel like it's worth the money because it's going to last.
This one definitely has. Mm-hmm. My mom gave that to me when I was was a while ago and I was in Utah and I was sick. Anyway, she gave it to me. She never really wore it. And when you first get them, they're like, they're so soft,
so soft
and so comfy. I've worn the shit out of that flannel.
You have worn the shit out of that flannel.
I love
it. It's a great flannel.
I love it. I wear it all the time. And here's the thing is like when you first get a Rails flannel, they have it's almost like a
sheen.
Like a sheen. It's like a fancy flannel in a way. Like it's like,
right.
Like it feels fancy. It doesn't feel used or worn in. Right. Great. But as you do wear it a lot and wash it a lot and it gets more worn, it's still a kick-ass flannel. It just doesn't have like the smooth sheen texture.
Right. Loses it a little bit.
But it's still so comfortable.
It doesn't fade or anything.
No. So comfortable.
And Rails. It dry. You can wash it and hang it to dry, and it's not wrinkled, which I love. I'm such a mom.
You can dry it.
Well, I hate ironing. I mean, how often do you actually iron?
Never.
Exactly.
Dude, this guy, Jason Dunavant, he replied. I don't even know what this video is, but it just says it's from when we were in Vegas. Just recently, and it says, did she just say she has a black butthole? Laugh out loud. And I'm like, oh, I wonder.
Did you say that?
Or it could have been you.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. You did.
I did say you I have did. A black butthole.
I said, I have a black eye. And Gina says, and I have a black butthole.
What the fuck?
It was early in the night.
I know.
Actually, it was in the day.
Well, it was during the day. I'd had a few drinks. I was just so hungover that it just kind of reignited what had happened the night before. Oh, and the night before. It was my birthday week.
It was her
week.
Birthday.
Yeah. Not usually that bad.
You guys. Hey, on this note, this is a great, also great way to send us questions or things you're wondering.
If we remember to look at it.
Well, now I know. Now I'm going to pay attention to look at it. Because I really never even, I didn't think about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't think about it.
And I was like, I wonder if we have messages on there.
It's like harder. It's like kind of hard for me to go through message, like the hidden messages, even like messages, but like on my Instagram. So I never even like considered like the thought. I never even thought like, oh, I should check our messages on the Between the Reps Instagram. Also, we trying, guys. We trying.
We try.
We trying.
We trying.
We try.
It's funny though. It's the weird DMs you get. Colby, do you ever get weird DMs? No? You get like weird ones. I've never, not really. I mean, I won't open the ones that say that they're like pictures or whatever. What do they say? It says it has like a warning on it.
Yeah.
Like I won't even click those. But there was one guy, and I swear to God, on my personal one, that said, hi. And then it was like the next day, hi. And I swear to God, it was like for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've got
hi.
Those.
Hi. Well, you for sure do. It was just so funny to me. I was hi. Like, this guy's hello. Persistent. I'm hi. Not going to answer that. What do you say? Hi? Hi. Hey.
Hello.
Nope. So it was okay. So this is going to come out later, but it was Mother's Day yesterday. And I have 4 kids, but it's kind of turned into 8 kids because they all have significant others.
Yep.
And so I had 6 out of my 8 kids, 2 of them, my son and daughter-in-law that just got married. They were coming back from somewhere, so they couldn't come. But anyway, Daniel came with his mom, and it was so funny because, well, first of all, she's a kick-ass woman. She has this really cool story. She came from Iran when she was like 14 because she didn't like how they treated women there. She went to London by herself at like 14 years old, then ended up going to France, educated in France, came over to the States when she was 18, and basically is a self-made woman. Very cool woman. So he came over with his mom and we were all hanging out and she had brought this old camcorder.
Dude, super handy cam. Is it called the handy cam?
Yeah, maybe something like that.
So I think she said that, I want to say it was, she was, she bought it. I don't know like when that came out, but I think she said she had got it in like 19...
like 91 or 90 or
no,
something?
No, before, like 88.
Oh, okay. Well, that's when he was born.
Exactly.
Right.
It was very, you know, it was very retro, very right. cool.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get it open.
Right. And but it was so funny because Daniel gets so embarrassed because she loves him so much, which most mothers do, but she's very verbal about it. And she, you know, Daniel, you're the most beautiful boy and da, 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 da. And like anything he's ever done, he's been so celebrated for. And so she had all these, she had brought the camcorder and then brought all the tapes because she really wanted us to watch them, which he was horrified by.
He like really wasn't concerned that much with figuring out how to get it to
how
work.
To get it to work.
But the rest of us were like, yes.
No, we want to do this.
But we definitely want to do this.
We weren't able to get it to work, but It's funny because when they were packing everything up, my son Jordan, my oldest, was sitting next to her. And so when they were loading everything up, his wallet got put into the camcorder bag.
Yeah, because Daniel took everything off the counter and put it in the bag.
And so, and she lives a good hour and a half away. So she had left and Jordan's like, wait a minute, where's my wallet?
We're like looking for it.
Yeah, we're looking everywhere for it. So we find out that Sherry has it. And so then Jordan has to go meet, bless her heart, she's already about a good half hour away.
Oh yeah.
And I said, Jordan, she can just send it to her. And she was like, no, I'll bring it back. So she turns around, she's in, Sunday traffic. So she turns around, comes back to meet them in Scotts Valley, which is close to us. And so she's like, I'll meet you in the Walgreens parking lot. Mm-hmm. So I didn't tell you this.
No.
So
I was actually going to ask you what time that she was able to get back.
Yeah. So it took about a good half hour or whatever. So they're waiting in the parking lot and Jordan's joking. He's like, she stole my wallet. She didn't steal it, but and he's joking about it.
He's a comedian.
We should honestly have him on here.
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm scared though, because he says terrible things about me. I mean, because he thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
Not like actual things. But yeah. So anyway, he's the one that came up with Elder Gine Gine, if you listened to the last episode. So anyway, they get there and she drives up and she's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's like, no problem, Sherry. And then he looks and he goes, are you wearing my sunglasses?
Stop.
And she goes, no, darling, these are mine. And he goes, pretty sure those are my sunglasses. She didn't realize she had also taken his sunglasses and was wearing them. And he's all, she stole my wallet and my sunglasses. She was so embarrassed. Oh, she was like, gosh. I'm so sorry. I don't know where my sunglasses went. Because she did. She showed up with sunglasses. So yeah, I don't know. But
and that's funny.
Stole his wallet and his sunglasses.
Well, technically, Daniel stole the wallet and right. She stole it. It was a family thing. Yeah.
She like looks over and winks and he's like, okay, yeah.
I'm okay.
Oh my God. I called Daniel and he goes, I know, my mom just called me. I was like, I'm dying right now.
So funny.
That's so funny. We just both go silent.
I know. It was so funny too. They speak Farsi. Well, she speaks English, Farsi, and French.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one saying that you were saying the ones that you knew.
Uh-huh.
And there was one that she corrected you.
Yeah, okay. Because Daniel has always told me, so you say merci is thank you, which is also French. French. So, but in Farsi, they say merci. I know I'm saying it with an English accent. I'm not saying it correctly. And then he always told me that your welcome was chayesh mikanom, but it's not. But I've thought so for like 7 years.
Yeah.
So every time he'll text me, he'll say like merci, and then I'll text him back. I can't say it right. Chayesh mikanom. And she goes, no, darling, that's not what it is. And I said, no, it is. I'm arguing with her as if I know.
Yeah.
But she said it actually means please.
Yeah.
Because also lotfan or something like that means please. And so, yeah, she basically schooled him.
And it was so funny because he was like, he's trying to correct his mom.
Right.
And she's saying, he goes, no. He's like, this is what it is. And she goes, no, this is what it is. And we and Gina are finally like, I mean, she would know.
Yeah, she probably knows.
She would know.
She probably knows better than you.
And he stops. He goes, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I was like trying to like go through all the words that I knew.
Dude,
I was like, Shabahu. That's like good night. Uh-huh. Sabahu is good morning. Hale Shoma is how are you? I don't know how to answer it. Salam. Hello. There's one that Daniel says to me all the time, and it ends like, I hope he doesn't listen to this because I'm gonna butcher it, but it's something and then like Fazukia or something like that, and it basically means choke yourself. But it's also like shut up. But go choke yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
shut up.
Shut up. Yeah. Like, shut up. Go choke yourself. And so I'm telling her all these things. Daniel taught me this. And I tell her that one. And she goes, no, Daniel, why would you say that? Don't ever say that to her. So cute. God. I was like, yeah, Sherry, get him.
I'm always telling DJ, I'm like, listening to Cheryl talk is
Sherry,
my absolute favorite thing.
Yes.
So whenever DJ's like, if she's calling or he's gonna call her, he'll put her on speakerphone. But I can only imagine like her life experiences that she's had.
She's so
insane.
Funny.
And I'm always telling him, I'm like, dude, I'm like, you need to write like a screenplay
about your mom.
About you.
Right.
And your mom. Mm-hmm. Like just, you know, like your stories, like things that you've been through. He has so many funny stories. And like he says, you know, and he'll tell you, or I don't know if he'd tell all of you, but certain experiences that he's gone through in his life that has now left him where like he has zero shame. Right. Like nothing can embarrass him at all. Nothing. But he has these like, you know, stories and experiences and like things from different ages. And I'm like, you need to write a screenplay literally just about, cause there's so many like TV television shows out there that it's right. Just like it's just
like
these
my
lives.
Big fat Greek wedding, like yeah. different cultures,
but really also just like just people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and you need to write it and you could have someone like, you know, help you.
Cause
but
there's
that
so
needs to be like,
I mean, they're really comical.
It needs to be like a television series.
Well, and I feel like if anybody is Persian and they're listening to this, I'm sure that they follow some of the same accounts. He follows like mm-hmm. a lot of these accounts of like talking about like Persian parents. And it's funny because he'll send me some of them and I'm like, oh my God, that's your mom.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is my life, you know? And there was one time recently that Sherry came down to town and we went out and had lunch and then we're driving back and I'm driving them in my car and my car was acting up as being weird. And I said something like, you know, yeah, I need to take my car and it's been doing this for a while. And she goes, honey, you need to get this fixed. She's like, if you end up on the side of the road, I can't do the accent. If you end up on the side of the road, they will come, they will rape and kill you. And I was like, what? Who's going to rape and kill me? She goes, no, darling, it's true. It's true. And I just started laughing. And she goes, no, it's not funny. It's not funny. They will rape and kill you.
It's like
and
then Daniel, worst case scenario, right? Which you are worst case scenario,
I mean,
girl.
Could happen. And so I was like, no, I mean, okay. And she goes, no, it happens all the time. And I'm thinking, God, when's the last time I've heard it happening? But then then I kind of laugh and she goes, and she gets very serious. But then Daniel will kind of egg her on and he'll go, well, mom, is it they will rape and kill her or will they kill and rape her? She goes, no, some of them are very sick, very sick. They will kill you and then rape you.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. No, some people are listening are like, oh my God.
No, I mean, it was like so extreme. And I was like, okay, all right.
There's moments, I feel like we've talked about this with Daniel, but there's moments or things that she says or, you know, stuff that she's doing or like these quick texts that she'll send that makes us wonder that she actually is like a secret agent.
Yes.
And that's like a life that she's done or whatever that even Daniel doesn't know the specifics, doesn't know anything about, you know?
It's so true. Anytime, it's so funny because, Colby did this video. Colby, what's the name of your video? We'll plug it a little bit. The movie that Daniel and Marcus are in. Oh, Assaulted. It's called Assaulted. He did this little short film and there's a poster of it and in it, Daniel dies, mm-hmm. right? So I'm at the gym with his mom and she sees the poster and she's like, oh, you know, oh, darling, you know, you're so amazing and look at you. And then she does, but she doesn't like the fact that he dies in it. And so she's upset and she goes, oh no, but I don't like that. And then he says something and she says, if anybody did this, I would find them. I would kill them. I would kill them.
Dude, 100%
would.
The movie Taken,
she's,
it would be
she's
her.
Liam like, Neeson.
She is
would,
Liam Neeson. 100%.
She is.
And And she would be fucking terrifying.
Right.
Like she,
like Sherry would literally be like, I have a particular set of skills.
Oh yes.
Like, okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. She'll fuck somebody up.
Oh yeah. Especially if they hurt
for her child.
Boy.
Oh my God. She's so funny. God love her.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to our story time.
Story time with
also,
Brooke and Gina.
When I'm in Santa Cruz, this is our new podcast studio. We're gonna get us a, this is Colby's idea. It's a great idea. We're gonna order us a neon sign.
Yes. We're doing it. We just don't know what we wanted to say. Yuck yuck Sunday?
Yeah.
Or just yuck
yuck? Or just
yuck
yuck.
Yuck yuck. I like it. We're into it. Okay.
But thank you for listening and watching.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.